Good afternoon, friends. This is Carol Evers. You know, I just love being here. And we have a special guest this afternoon. And if you read the show information, the special guest is Archangel Michael. And he is going to continue the work that he started last Sunday. And I got a little message I wanted to read from him first. And then give us a call. The toll-free number for if you're in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. And this is what he has said. Thank you for joining me today. Let us refresh your memory as to what I had said last Sunday, as there are different people attending from last week. It is our intention to clear the etheric body. This is where you hold emotional energy. Some of it is holding you back from experiencing the energy of the now. This energy could be some disappointment from the present or from past lifetimes. We are bringing our work to this radio show as it is a continuation from our conference calls. This clearing is necessary for your journey to the next dimension, which some call ascension. We invite you to call in for your healing and clearing. And apparently there is someone who has taken him up on this. And your name, caller?
Yes, my name is Jenna.
Oh, hi, Jenna. How are you, dear?
Well, not well.
Oh, my. Not well.
Which is why, well, not it's not physical, it's environmental.
It's environmental. Well, first
of all, it's about the environment that I'm having to deal with.
First of all, what I would suggest that you do, we're going to take your call to Archangel Michael and see what he says about it, but I would like to suggest that you also call in next Saturday when Caroline is with me, or Wednesday when Charlene is with me. Try one of those 2 days, and let's see what our great and wonderful Archangel Michael has to say. Can you put this in a question form first, though?
I can. My life seems to be nothing but a continual disaster. I mean, not just one. It's like a continuous. It's not like one and then it stops and then another. It's like it just keeps going. And now I am trapped. I'm on my trip. I've gone like 400 miles, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm having to deal with a repair bill that is extremely inflated.
Now, so can I put this in the form of a question to Archangel Michael? Are you asking as to why all this is happening to you now, or are you asking what needs to be cleared? Can we have a...
I'm asking why it's happening, and I would like to stop it from happening.
Wouldn't we all? This has been a difficult time for us, hasn't it, Jenna? I think this is happening, golly, so many people are seeing this. I know I'm seeing it in my life myself, and I do know that everything in the past, our past lives and in our present life is coming up for clearing right now, and indeed, it has been very difficult for many of us. And that question that you bring up about how things are a disaster, I'm hearing this from a lot of people. Right now, there are groups of people that are in different stages of this. Some have moved through it and are in an upward path, but I have to tell you that the journey has been difficult for most of us. So let's see. I have to take a moment and tune into his energies so I can listen to him and give you his answer, okay?
Okay.
Well, when he has a message that is a very long message, and I'm on the radio where I can't really give long messages, he will show things to me in images. And he is standing there, and he has a scale in his... let me see, that would be his right hand. It is the scale that is on the book that he gave to the world, which is called Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. And what he is saying is that this is a cosmic scale of cosmic proportions, meaning that what is happening here on Earth is happening elsewhere in our whole galaxy. And the reason that this is happening now, Jenna, is because the Earth is being lifted out of a sequence that has held it captive for over 200,000 years. And so what is being released is the accumulation of energies that have been in some form or another playing out on the Earth in a negative aspect. And as you can imagine, with so much time as this that has been accumulating these energies, it can be a daunting job. It is the very reason why we are here. It is the very reason why we are on the conference calls. All of what you are asking for cannot be cleared at this moment in time, though we can clear some of it for you. The reason that it cannot all be cleared at this time is because your physical would be overwhelmed. If you stop and think of all of the lifetimes that that one can pass through in such a long period of time, you can understand that there has been many traumas that has accumulated over time. If you're one who has read any history, you are aware that the world through all of these years has been embroiled in battles, in wars, in personal hostilities. This is the time that all of this must be cleared. So human beings, if they are not on the path of clearing this, they will find that there are what seems to them to be insurmountable objectives or objections coming to their life at this time. And the reason for this is your soul is encouraging you to stop, to listen, and to work on the release of these negative aspects. And so we say to you, Jenna, we can clear a lot of this today, and we will. But we suggest that you do, as our commander has suggested, call into the radio shows. There is a lot of clearing that needs to be worked through. And if you feel so inclined, also work with us on the conference calls. Now, what we're going to ask you to do, Jenna, is to, if you would, try and relax. And the reason that I say this to you is that the clearing must be done in a state of total relaxation. And the way that one relaxes is through the breath. It is the breath that connects several bodies that will enable you to relax on several different levels. So what we ask you to do, first of all, is to take a deep breath, if you will. Breathe in deeply, and as you breathe in and you release that breath, see all the tension leave your body. See it move forth as if it were little particles that are being released to the cosmos, and it is. And if you put your consciousness there, you might even be able to see some dark spots that are moving on the exhale. If you put your consciousness there, you might see that.
Okay.
We can release as much as you are able to relax. So as we speak, take another deep breath, knowing that what you are breathing in is God's love. Intend that what is in the breath is God's love, and release again all the tension, all the negativity that you feel, knowing that your heart and your soul is being held in the hand of Source. You are relaxing. That is good. Take another deep breath. See the relaxation moving to all parts of the physical, because what we are doing now is we want the tension to leave so that we can actually speak to the consciousness that is held within your physical body. That is what our intention is. You see, every cell communicates with each other. And when a person is tense, when a person feels that things are going wrong in their life, the body parts, the cells themselves, listen to that self-talk. So as you've been thinking that things are wrong in your life, the cells in your body hear this. And so they have been taught that something is not quite right. After all, you are the master of your body, and here the cells listen to you. So first of all, this is what we want to tell you, Jenna, that it is so important to change the thinking, to allow the body to know and to believe that it is free, that it is joyful, that it is moving on the pathway of love. This is all Source is love. And one must bring down that emotion of love to the physical body so that it can relax, so that it can be in joy. And if the thoughts are continuously thinking of sad things, of the things that are not right, the body feels this. And so, first of all, we would like to say that in the moment, in the now, this is what is happening to you, dear Jenna. Your thoughts are being sent out to the universe, and the universe does not think or consider or judge the thought. It just brings back to you what you have sent out. And so the way that you can disconnect from this is for the body to start to feel that all is good, all is love, all is in divine order. Now, you are relaxing some, and some of the tenseness is because you are on the radio. We know it's very hard to relax when you know that others are listening. And so what we would suggest that you do after this show is put into the archives, for you to go back to the show this day and listen to what you are being, what is being suggested to you, so that you could relax even more in a deeper sequence of joy, of love, of this feeling of a connection to Source. So for one more time, just breathe in. Know that you are in the hands of love, that we are with you. Now, Jenna, you have two guardian angels with you, and they are standing behind you. And what I would like for you to do first is to put your consciousness, in other words, just think of this, put your consciousness outside of your body and see if you can feel the love of your guardian angels. Would you do that for a moment for me?
Okay.
Now, can you sense their love or the color of their love? You should see pink light. It might not seem like a ray. It might seem like a fluffy cloud around you. Can you perceive the pink, or can you feel that love that they are sending to you?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I'm not feeling anything, actually.
Okay. Do listen to the recording, because they are standing there and they wish to connect to you. It is something that is very important for you to be able to connect to the angelic force. They have been with you. They're trying to reach you. They are trying to answer your questions, and they are trying to guide you. You do have to ask for their company. So listen again when you can relax and you are able to connect with them. It is very important right now. So we suggest that you think of a time when you were very happy. Do you have a time in your life, Jenna, when you felt there were no cares, where you felt you were being taken care of, where you felt that you didn't have responsibilities? Can you think of a time such as that?
Probably the only time was when I was about 6 years old and lived with my grandparents.
Ah, the grandparents. Okay. How did you feel when you were in your grandparents' care and you were six? How did you feel? Did you feel taken care of? Did you feel safe?
I can't remember feeling anything, but looking back, I didn't have any cares. It was totally safe.
That's what I want you to feel now. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel that you were taken care of. And in that safety, I want you to feel, if you can, that you're not only safe, but you are loved. Can you feel that, Jenna?
I'm so distracted by my present situation. I'm not feeling anything, actually.
Yes, I can understand that, but it is important for you to feel this, because what we're trying to do is to elevate your consciousness higher above your current situation, so that you can look down upon it and not be within it. This is what we're trying to do. One has to step outside of that current situation to change the energetic levels, and this is what we are working with. So if you can, know that when you come back, the distraction will be there, the pain will be there, but just for a moment, let us try and rise above that. Are you willing to try that just for a minute?
Okay.
Okay. Know that the cares are there. Just for a moment, let's go to this healing place that is beyond the distraction that you're feeling now. Can you join me there? If you're having difficulty with this, see yourself rise through the clouds. We are walking on golden steps. I am holding you by your hand. You see the golden steps before you, and you are walking up through the clouds on these golden steps until you see what appears to be a very large castle or temple that has the same golden stones that has been used to build it. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Okay. Let us walk up to the doorway. As we do, the door opens up, and inside the golden stones, there is a light that is reflected from that. It is the light of God. It is a special place. This is a place of healing. And I'm going to lead you to a pool of water. And as you look into that water, see that there are colors there that are iridescent colors. It is not It appears to be water, but it is liquid light. Are you willing to hold my hand and let us walk down into the steps of the liquid light?
Definitely.
Okay. As we walk down the steps, see the liquid light refreshing and clearing each one of your cells. It is filling the cells with light. This is a healing light. I will let go of your hand. You can do whatever you want in it. You can float. You can swim. You can joyfully play. Allow the mind to take you in whatever direction it wishes to take you. Could you have some fun in the liquid light, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
Good. As you are there, I want you to look above your head, because what is coming in now is a wave, a special wave of white light. It is coming down to you, moving rather slowly. It is coming closer, Jenna, this wave. I am bringing to you from the cosmos. And the wave comes through the water, which is the liquid light, and it comes through all of the cells in your physical body. And it is releasing the torment, the trauma. There is nothing here but peace now. And this is what I want you to feel, the peace in this love and in the light. And in the wave that is coming from the cosmos. Can you feel some of the peace?
I do.
That is good. Jenna, you have felt for a moment what is the energy of the higher plane. This is the peace that you need to feel. And we're going to lead you out of the pool because there is only a certain amount of time that we can work with an individual because our time is limited here on the air. But the reason for me bringing you here is so that you can connect to this feeling of peace. And so you can connect again to the emotion that you are feeling now. This is the emotion that you must try and carry through parts of your day. With this emotion, you will attract other like activities into your life. Do you understand what I'm saying, Jenna?
I do, yes.
Okay. Now, as we said, tune in later when this period of time is on the archive. Listen to it as often as you can. What we are trying to do is retrain the mind and retrain the emotion so you can be in that level where you could move into this at will. And this is your homework, so to speak, that you can at will go into this emotion. And do it as frequently as you can, because this will change your life. Work
okay.
with this, and we will be back again to hear how things are working out for you. Okay, Jenna?
Okay. You mentioned a Saturday show.
What did you say? What did you say?
You mentioned a Saturday show?
I, Caroline Evers, mentioned that to you. Tune in next Saturday when Caroline Allen is on the show, and we will ask more of the clearing to be done on the physical body because there's a lot of clearing that you have to do. What Archangel Michael did with you today to help change the emotion, there was some clearing that was done. Listen to that. Prepare. So that this feeling of peace and love that you can at will go into. And then next Saturday call And Caroline Allen and I will work with you on releasing more.
And what time is that on Saturday?
Well, it's the same time now, except it's a 2-hour show.
Okay.
So join us then, and the next time Archangel Michael is on the air, come back. It's going to take some effort on your part, Jenna. I can tell you from myself, I have been doing an awful lot of this clearing. I see the clearing when it is done. I see many of the lifetimes, and I can tell you that I have been clearing lifetime after lifetime, so it does take work, but it can be done. So bless you, Jenna. We'll work with you, dear.
Okay, well, thank you.
Don't forget the homework that he gave you.
I have it.
Good enough, dear. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, dear Archangel. You see, what he is doing right now are things that we are learning in the conference calls, that to move out of some of the trauma that we are living in the present, our emotions, we have to train our emotions to live in a higher dimension. And this has been done in some of our conference calls where we are taught to go into an experience of entering into the emotions on a higher that are in the higher dimension. And it's because, friends, we have so much that we become involved with in our lifetime now that it is very easy to bring in feelings of distress, feelings of discouragement, even of depression sometimes when we're feeling overwhelmed. And this is all part of the walk back home, so to speak. So call in. Our local number is, toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And we have another caller. And your name, please.
Carol Looper.
Hi, Carol. Well, Carol's talking to Carolyn, so what about that? So, Carol, what is your question, dear?
I'm needing some clearing for, I'm having a lot of physical stuff going on, and I really need some help.
Okay, now, the physical clearing that we're talking about, would you put it in a situation where you're under a doctor's care, or is this just pains and aches?
No, I'm under my own spiritual med team. I had a surgery for gallbladder, and since then I've had one thing after the other, bleeding ulcers and so on, and it's just been a challenge, and I've been working on the ascension path for some time. And
deep up towards the end, doesn't it?
I thought I'd cleared a lot of this.
Well, see, I thought I cleared all of mine, too. That is all I do. I work every week with energy workers, plus doing my own clearing, and I'm thinking to myself, where in the world is all of this coming from? It just doesn't seem to be an end, though I do know that it is being cleared. One of the things that we have been taught is that once problems, well, like you said, you had surgery. Once you get to the point of surgery where there are other symptoms involved and other systems involved, it becomes a little bit more difficult to clear that because there's more than one system involved. We're going to work with Archangel Michael today, Carol, but I suggest that you also call in next Saturday to the next Saturday show, because Caroline will be doing there is she is able to look into the physical body. She works with God. You might have situations here where you have DNA that needs to be cleared or cell memories that need to be cleared. But we're going to start the process today. We will see what Archangel Michael says about that, and then we'll suggest that you call in next Saturday to the Saturday show. You willing to do that?
Yes, very much so.
Great. Let me take a minute and connect and see what he has to say about your situation. He does not have a scale in his hand this time. He has a book, and what is in that book is your Akashic record. It is something that we do ourselves as we go to the universal records in the center of the cosmos, and we bring the record down, and this is what he is doing. He has pulled your record, so to speak, from the library shelf, if you will. It's shown to us as a book, but it's really a deposit of energy that has recorded all of your lifetime. And so he has this book, and he has it opened to that point in time before you came into this lifetime. He has opened to that page where you were preparing to come into this life, and he is saying that what is happening now is, in a sense, fulfillment of your determination, your cooperation with your higher mind, that you were going to take the physical from this dimension and move into the next higher dimension when the time came. And what you are going through right now is the clearing of this. It is fulfillment of the promise that you made. Now, he is saying, first of all, I would like to give you some words of encouragement. You have done so much in preparing yourself, in making the foundation of this movement between this dimension and the next dimension. And he is saying, Carol, what I want to tell you is to encourage you in this sense that you will be part of that wave. You will make it to the next dimension, and you will do this with your physical body. And I wanted to assure you of that first, as some of the anxiety that you have felt has been based upon wondering if you would actually fulfill that decision that you had made. So even though the path has been steep and it has been difficult at times, know that you are going to be successful in what you are doing. He is saying to you now that he is calling now your higher self. And he is inviting your higher self to join you at this moment, because this aspect of your higher self is in what you would call the future now. So what has come to you is your future higher self. You may or may not be aware of this individual. Take your consciousness and put it in front of you, so to speak, and see if you can perceive what appears to be a young, beautiful lady. Are you able to perceive this?
I can see a beautiful energy.
That beautiful energy is your higher self that has actually ascended to the higher dimension. Know that all time really is in the now. It only seems that there is a past, a present, and a future in the plane that you are living in, but your this energy that you are seeing is your higher self that has ascended into the next higher dimension. And what I, Archangel Michael, is suggesting is that you call this energy to you frequently, that when you meditate, that you meditate in this energy, because they have accumulated much. There is great wisdom. And the reason that we suggest this to you, Carol, is so that you can start accessing some of this wisdom, because she will not withhold it from you. She will give it to you. Can you see or sense this connection now of her moving some of this energy towards you?
Yes.
Do you perceive it in a color? Do you perceive it in just intuiting the fact that she is giving you this help?
I'm seeing it is a feeling of warmth in the solar plexus area and heart area. And I'm seeing a, like a golden purple.
Beautiful. Work with this, Carol. She has knowledge that she has accumulated over time and through the dimensions, and she is willing to share this with you. What this will do is give you fortitude. It will give you fortitude, but it will help you access some of the information that she holds. So this is a great gift to you, Carol. Call on her frequently, and this emotion that you are feeling, this warmth, this love, is what we are suggesting that you carry with you as frequently as you can throughout the day. And we also suggest that if you can call in next Saturday, that those who will listen to you then would be able to clear and change the DNA and the cell memory that you are working with right now. Are you willing to do that, Carol?
Yes, very much so.
Wonderful. And this is Carolyn Evers, who is saying that we are most interested in helping you through this. And bless you, Carol. It's not as difficult as it seems, because there are miracles every day. And I see the miracles happen as this clearing goes on. And this is a very wise thing that Archangel Michael has connected you to your higher self. Work with her. She is indeed beautiful.
Thank you so much, Carolyn and Archangel Michael.
Yes. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Looking forward to it, dear.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
bye.
Well, can you believe it, folks? We are 3/4 of an hour into the show. We don't really have much time now, but if someone else wishes to call in, we'll be glad to take the phone call. For those of you who are not familiar with Archangel Michael and want to know more about him and what is happening on the planet at this time, he gave me a very interesting book called Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. He talks about what happened in the past that we are dealing with. And if you're interested in ascension and the steps along the way and why we are in the position that we're in right now, you might want to go to CarolynEvers.com and look at some information on his book. And who am I speaking to?
This is Mary from Cottonwood, Arizona.
Hi, Mary. What
Hi.
Can we do for you, dear?
Oh, I'm new. I was just on your website, and I found the link to get here, and here I am.
I love it.
Yeah,
it was meant to be.
Yeah, I came to this area unexpectedly in August.
Yes.
And I'm about 20 miles from Sedona.
Oh, I love Sedona. Beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. And I got a job right away at a bookshop that I didn't even know the name, but I was guided to get the job.
Isn't that wonderful when you listen to guidance and they're right there moving you along?
Uh-huh. I mean, and it's called the Golden Word Book Center.
What a lovely name. And I honor you for following your guidance. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so I guess this was another case of that. And it's nice to meet you over the phone.
Oh, it's wonderful to meet you, Mary. I don't know if you noticed this on the website with the conference calls. You might want to look into that and see if your guidance encourages you to join us.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule is up there for October, and the different individuals who work at the different conference calls are there too.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we help you with today, Mary?
Maybe just what's happening with me now and for the near future. I just printed a couple of stories. What happened this past few weeks is the Knights Templars came to our shop to have one of their, I don't know if it was an initiation or what it was secretive, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I met them because I was working there the past couple days, and
mm-hmm.
it feels real strong for me, like I'm...
It feels what?
It feels strong, like I'm supposed to start to remember something, because I haven't...
Probably.
I haven't read any... Yeah, I haven't read anything about them, but...
What I would suggest, Mary, since you've been to the website, go to that section that is with the Akashic readings.
I just printed it. I printed
there is a section there about the Templars. Did you did you read those articles?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it. I just printed it today.
Yes, the early Templars that started the order were actually cherubim who were sent to this planet in the time of Atlantis. And, of course, they had been reincarnating here through many different lifetimes. And that was the first knights that that started that chain of events
mm-hmm.
were cherubim. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's a fascinating story. It's not a story that too many people understand. The Templars actually taught ascension
mm-hmm.
to those inner initiates that were ready. They
mm-hmm.
didn't discuss this to the general public because it would be a time of great persecution for them if anybody believed something that was not, how shall we say, approved dogma of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So the ascension concepts were really not something that the church adhered to. And so these were part of their inner teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And there were certain things recorded in the churches that they built that if you knew, if you were, say, one of their inner initiates, you recognize the symbolism that was on doorways or inside of the churches. Books were not something that many people had, so stories were told in church windows, that they were taught in the decorations and the stones,
mm-hmm.
and this was how a great deal was taught, people could follow the story that way, and this is how the Templars taught. They taught in stone, so to speak. It wasn't books that they handed down to one another. But yes, you probably did have a group of Templars there. I've been a Templar through many of my lifetimes. I remember so many of the things that they did. And now is the time when some of their most secret truths are coming forth, and it is because of this time of ascension that they have a very great desire to bring forth these teachings again.
I was wondering if I've been told in readings that I'm going to be one of those teaching the truth about Jesus and the early Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And more than once. And I'm just real curious. The most recent thing, I just moved in with a woman who came here first to Cottonwood and in 2005, and I'm here now, and we had a kind of a joint reading, and the woman actually said that I was one of those women who walked with Jesus, and so was she.
Isn't that beautiful? On one of our conference calls, Jesus has started conference calls on teaching his secret truth.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who was on the line that day, he told them they had all shared that lifetime with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he told each one the how they shared that lifetime. In other words, who they were at that particular time. Now, did you receive that information as to who you were during the time of Jesus and what the connection was?
The only thing that sounds, because of all the different readings I've had over my years, is, and I was dowsing about it, is, I don't know if you know of, Mother Mary had a sister who had daughters that Mother Mary ended up raising. And my name was Miriam or something like that.
Well, Miriam was the way they pronounced Mary then.
Right, and there's many though. So I feel like that's the closest to my heart that I can come up with now, and it's okay. It doesn't really matter right now. And I'm sure I'll begin to remember more.
So if we were going to pose a question, Mary, I think it's interesting that your name is Mary now.
Mm-hmm.
If we were going to pose a question, Mary, what question should we pose, to either Archangel Michael or some other source that he leads us to? What is uppermost in your mind right now that you might want an answer about?
Probably uppermost, exactly who was I? I would like to know that.
Now, who you were when? During the time of Jesus?
During his life, yes. I would like to know.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what we can find out for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to laugh at this because what Archangel Michael has done is he has stepped back. I wanted to turn off my music. He has stepped back, and he has called forth Jesus.
Holy moly.
Wait a minute. Let me see what he says. Oh, I've got to relax. I always get excited about these things. Okay. Jesus is asking you to take your consciousness and move it in the front of you so that your consciousness can meet his consciousness. Oh, there's a great deal of energy coming through right now. Can you feel it? That is Jesus' energy that he is sending to you, dear. Just take a moment. He is saying, just relax and allow that energy to fill your physical body. Now, you should feel it because I sure do feel it coming through me. Have you received it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is saying, examine that feeling and who does it remind you of? it remind you of anything?
It just feels like a whole lot of love, affection, closeness.
I see you sitting on his lap with your arms around his neck. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
He's taking his hand and kind of like moving your hair back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
Yes.
You were a young child then. He's got his hands on her cheek.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you how much he loves you. Can you hear him?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you.
I'd like to give you more, but what's happening is we're coming up to the end of the show, Mary.
All right, all right. I thank you very, very much.
You might want to consider joining him on a conference call. I'm sure he'd tell you more.
Okay. Is this a regular program?
You mean today?
Yeah. Or are you?
Well, for today, Archangel Mikael has come, and he came last week, and he has been on a few of the shows, so he's not here every Sunday, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's getting to like being on the radio.
Right. All right. So you're regular on 1 to 2 on Sunday.
Yes, this is my show. I have three shows,
okay.
One every other Saturday, every Wednesday, and every Sunday.
Okay.
And then on my website, carolynevers.com, up at the right-hand corner, you'll see the schedules for the conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
And people call in on the telephone, and whichever master that you're on the conference call with, they come and teach and bring their energy. They do meditations. You're able to ask questions, and they give more details about things like past lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're so inclined, just go there and review, who the different masters are, when they come. Since you have this close connection to Jesus, you might be interested in joining his conference call next month.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
My wonderful pleasure to assist you in this manner.
Okay. All righty. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, dear.
Thank you. Bye bye.
So, my friends, can you believe we're up to the end of the hour? It comes by so fast. I'll read one quick thing as we go off the air, and this is from your guardian angel. Do not search for us. We will find you. Do not wait for us. We are here already. Do not whisper your name. We know it well. We have loved you forever. Time will tell. We are your guardian angels. Goodbye, my friends. And so until Wednesday, I will see you then. Bye.